Hello everybody, here I am in Oslo, and then behind me is the Royal Palace. Look, neoclassical style. I don't think it's quite the golden mean, is it 8-3? And you see the portico out front. Anyway, and there was a, there's a soldier over near the guard box, so these tourists are obscuring him with feathers in his hat. There's not one in each guard box, so we're on top of a hill, and it's the highest hill in central Oslo. So I wonder when this is built, because they only had their own royal family since 1905. Previously, the King of Sweden ruled Norway. Norway was part of that kingdom. And then they split. They got their own king, one of the younger sons of the King of Denmark. But maybe this palace dates back to the era when the King of Sweden used to come here. And then I see above the arches, they've got like these weapons and helmets and so on, images of them, as in from the ancient Mediterranean world, the times of ancient Greece and ancient Rome and so on. So, ooh, is it open to the public? I remember last time it wasn't, and then I saw the flag flying. It wasn't the national flag, the royal flag with this golden lion on a red field. And I'll show you how it looks out over the city of Oslo. Right, look at that. And there's this park down towards the square with the parliament or the Storting at the far end. And then the cathedral, which is slightly to the left, you can't see it. Some more hills down here and to the right, that would be the harbour. Okay, so they're part of His Majesty's of the King Guard. You see them sometimes. Oh, he is allowed to move his head a little bit. He was stomping up and down for exercise to keep him awake a little bit earlier on. Okay, so the king is always very low key. When he's not in a ceremonial role, he'll just wear casual clothes and go around by bus like everybody else. So it's a bicycling monarchy. They managed to do the monarchy on the cheap. He's descended from Princess Maud. Is that one of Edward the VII's daughters? And you see above the guard box, he's got a little telephone in there, notice. That's where there's that golden lion thing. Anyway, it's just super clean and very tranquil. What a lovely city. You can see why it's so highly rated for quality of life. They've got a metro system, which I don't remember 20 years ago, so perhaps memory plays me false. Or have they built it in that time? So I don't know anything about this palace when it was built. But like everything else, it's limpid. All the windows are closed. And Buckingham Palace, some windows open, some windows closed. I think, what's going on? Is that negligence? So without being uptight about things, they managed to have everything running like clockwork. It's a sort of maybe more relaxed version of Switzerland. Schlossplatzen. So I know Plassen is square, isn't town square. Slot. Is that the palace? What do you think? And these gardens, they're walking in. Then we can actually walk into the palace. Oh, right. And then there were various statues of esteemed Norwegians, politicians, writers, and so forth. Who's jogging? Why are they wolf whistling? These soldiers? Are they female soldiers over there in white? They're all coming for me, you know, I have that problem a lot. I'm going to have to fend them off with a cattle prod. Okay. Or maybe it's just a running club. I thought maybe, oh, there's an army barracks near here. But I'm beginning to suspect they're just people who like jogging. What is the attraction of doing things in enormous groups? Not much of a team player, I wouldn't know. What does it say on the t-shirts? I didn't organise this, by the way. Jeg jobber for Ukraine. Oh, I run for Ukraine. I get it. And you see the flag somehow fundraising. All right. And the tail end Charlies. I can keep up with them with a bike. An electric bike, that is. All right. Anyway, so that is enough. Thrills and spills from Norway, just about. There was this gorgeous lavender garden on the way here. Was catching a heady aroma on the way up. Smelt the sea a little bit earlier on. And it's such a verdant city, but obviously so dispiriting in midwinter. There's about 4 hours of sunlight a day, and it's chilly, and you can get these vicious gales howling in off, well, ultimately the Atlantic. Queen Maud, okay, who married a King of Norway in the early 20th century, about to see her. Look at the tulips and the daffodils too. I don't really know my flowers. Yeah. Norway's dronning. Is that queen? 1905 to 1938. I don't know when she died. But she's born in 1864. Yeah, so she is a daughter of Edward the VII. His eldest child, she was, okay. All right, and obviously the royal family were in exile in the United Kingdom. You can see the Norwegian embassy in London, Palace Green, Kensington Palace Green, where they lived for a while and they had to flee. April 1940, they were invaded despite being neutral. The Kriegsmarine sailing up Oslo Fjord and putting Vidkun Quisling of the National Samlung in charge. It was a very minor political party back then, but he'd been a League of Nations official in Ukraine during the Holodomor and seen how horrific communism was, made him virulently anti-communist. He said, well, I think the polar opposite is Nazism. Well, it's not really, it's a totalitarian, genocidal, it's the same. But he ruled the country 1940 to 45, but the Germans soon became aware that most Norwegians had the deepest disdain for him, so they did not promote him as some sort of icon. All right, that's enough. Thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And you know, warmly recommend. Also, as a place to visit, maybe even to work. You know, it's like a place without problems. Got a lot to offer. There's some park towards the edge. They've got a lot of statuary, particularly made out of concrete. Might see unbeautiful Akershus Castle, where Vidkun Quisling was executed by a firing squad. At the end of the Second World War, he'd handed himself into a police station and even suggested he should be a minister in some sort of coalition government. He was that delusional. Hop on, hop off tour of the city. The town hall with the Nobel Prize is awarded every late November, because of course when Alfred Nobel founded the whole thing in 1900 in his will, Norway was part of Sweden formerly till 1905. All the other Nobel Prizes awarded in Stockholm. Okay, he was a Swede himself, Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite and all the rest of it. Okay, well, thanks very much for watching. Toodaloo.